送君君的命的我一人都也能到今，却把酒一囊归了也拉那么这拉个你来那样你。
Okay, now here, Nima not here, yeah? Not yet. Nima not yet. Okay, good afternoon. So, today we're gonna start, we're gonna study continue. Here, page number 14. Page number 14, so, do you have any question from the last week teaching? Last week teaching, then last week we also we talk about a little bit valid cognition and also non-valid cognition, yeah. Non-valid cognition has kind of five, yeah. How many non-valid cognition? Yeah, five. What are the five? Substantive cognizer, then subsequent, then wrong consciousness, then doubt, then correct assumption, then awareness is to which an object appears but is not ascertained. Yeah, today we're gonna talk fifth. Yeah, so do you have any question about which topic we already covered? Do you have any question? Caution, idea, good, yeah. Yeah. Sutra school, yeah. Yeah, usually in Sutra school there's a valid cognizer, non-valid cognizer, yeah. But all those cover, even when you get in a Siddha Mantra middle way school, you will get all kind of those idea like valid cognizer, non-valid cognizer, but different explanation, little bit different, but really not really too much different between those sutra and middle way school way of asserting valid cognizer and non-valid cognizer, yeah. But if you really get idea about valid cognizer and non-valid cognizer according to the sutra, then it's really help you get gain good idea when you get in middle way school. Middle way school and see what is it, mind only school. Yeah, so value can learn. Now here we're going to today we, oh, Jim has a question, yeah. Yeah, that's true. This is a really good question. Yeah, usually afflictive emotion, yeah, actually it's really kind of afflictive emotion is really kind of ignorances, yeah. ignorances, there are lots of different ignorances. Yeah, but in our mind, root of ignorances is very difficult to abandon without getting path of sin or getting path of meditation or path of normal learning. Yeah, but we can really reduce afflictive emotion like kind of anger, pride, jealousy. Yeah, when we reduce our kind of like ignorances that always come in our life, yeah, like anger, jealous, pride, then it really helps you to reduce your afflictive. But we cannot abandon afflictive emotion without getting better. But most important for us in our life is to reduce really our kind of anger, pride, jealous. Those all we have, you know, is really like this. We really have to find a method. How do we reduce? Yeah, this method is really we have to analyze ourselves. If you don't analyze ourselves, then it's very difficult to reduce our anger, pride, jealous. Yeah, even like me, I have to really analyze myself. When I talk to people, how do I talk? How do I think? When I talk to people, do I talk with people with positive thinking or do I talk with people with negative thinking? Yeah, you know when you talk with people, what? How do you talk with people with negative thinking or positive thinking? Yeah, that's you have to remember. If you really talk with people negative thinking, then you try to really find method to stop to talk with people negative thinking. Yeah, when you talk with people negative thinking, then you just talk like kind of nervous, just like kind of talk with suspect. Then it's really difficult to share with other people. Some learn with other people, you know. It's really difficult to open your mind. Yeah. Main point, we really have to find method to open our mind. With talk with people, doing something, whatever. It's really, this is the really first method. Main method to open mind. Open mind is for learning Buddhism. Just get it. If you know open mind, it's very difficult to associate with people. If you not associate with people, then we're talking compassion, bodhicitta mind is, what is it, just like ridiculous. Yeah? What is it? It's ridiculous. It doesn't use, you know? First, bodhicitta mind, compassion. You have to learn how to associate with people. This is kind of first method, you know? Yeah, this we really we everybody because we have to this practice and have to get method how associate with people, how open our mind. Yeah, that's what we learn Lori. Yeah, your awareness is so you. Yeah, just like most people, like even I know. How arise anger, pride, jealousy in my mind, yeah? Just like this century, lots of people can hide. It's really no good to hide. Many people can hide, hold inside, you know? Hold, yeah? If we hold, then one day it's like pop up, yeah? It's come out and it's more, it's really, we just like, actually, kind of first method to hold, and then you try to reduce. And when holding means you can what is it? It's really practice to hold. Yeah. Then as you hold, you have to try to really rid off. No more, no hold, and just like what is it? It's a method to really get out. It's really no more. Yeah. If we always hold, then it's really get more. Pressure and get more stress, yeah? It's really hurt us to close our mind, you know? Even like me, sometimes I can hold. Yeah, hold and then, if you hold, keep, hold, yeah? You can hold a little bit, just like outside like little smile, like inside you hold is no good, you know. It's usually try to smile with peaceful. That's we have to find method. His Holiness always say, you see, you smile. When you have something problem, remember my smile, remember my face. It means really you have to really, really show smile with people, really peacefully, like not only out. Hold something inside, then action different is not good, you know. Then try to take out what you hold in your mind, kind of negative thinking or something, yeah. If you hold, then I think so arise more afflictive emotion or something, more problem, yeah. It's good, yeah. It's a good question, yeah. Okay, so, oh, Nimala, does it delay?
Oh, does it delay?
Oh, does it delay? Ani, Tangasun Hola Mangi below. Ani, Kazanting Hola Mazoi, Yichu, Chieshi, Lushi, Tesam, the Sajani, Ta, Ani, Hazun Hola Mangi below. Ani, the study in Hola Mangi below, she is.
So, today, we are going to the inattentive awareness. Object appears but not ascertained, in other words, not among it below. That's what we're going through. So we have covered correct assumption, doubt, and so forth. But now at this particular point that we're going through this inattentive awareness.
Yeah, we say in a definition of awareness is to which an object appear, but it's not a certainty, yeah? A certainty. You can find page number 14, yeah? It's not mistaken nor that has clear appearance of its object, but does not ascertain it. Yeah, then there are three types of awarenesses to which an object appear, but is not ascertain. Yeah, so this one is also really important for us. Yeah, we have kind of minded awarenesses. We have kind of awarenesses which object appear, but is not certain. Yeah, it's not ascertain. Like when you go to teaching. When you go to teaching, when you go to do puja, whatever, you know. When you teaching, just like come in the teaching, think some other, yeah? Listen, teaching. Thinking, something else. Then what happened to your mind? Yeah, listen, teaching, yeah? Thinking something else. Your mind will become... Your mind will become the awareness as to which an object appear, but is not ascertain. Yeah, because when I listen teaching, then thinking something else, then your mind will become appears object. Yeah, but it's not ascertain. It doesn't know anything. Yeah, just like this. That's why here really is which mind appears object is not a certainty, is really kind of opposite of mindfulness. We always like to meditate on mindfulness, yeah? You have to focus, okay? That's what we say, Tibetan kind of proverb. You say, when during the eating time, just focus on it, okay? When you during the enjoy time, just be enjoy, focus, enjoy. When you dream the listening, dream the, yeah? Dream the, yeah? Dream. D-U-R-I-N-G.
Dream, dream.
During, yeah?
Dream.
During, yeah. When you dream during the eating time, focus on eat. When you dream the driving time, focus on drive. When you dream the teaching time, focus on teaching very carefully. It's kind of meditate, you know? Single-pointed meditation doesn't mean you just sit, focus, object, up here, Buddha, you can be sound of teaching. You can use object of meditation. Focus on this. Thinking on this. Yeah? It's really important. It's really kind of opposite appearance. Which mind appearance object is not a certainty. It's really opposite of mindfulness, you know? Mindfulness, this is really important for our life. Yeah? That's why, you know, when you come to teaching, you really absolutely, completely focus on teaching or not. You know your mind, yeah? I don't know what you're thinking or what you're doing. That's why even you come, even you do puja, we say, your puja is really meaningful or what do you say? Your puja is meaningful, whether meaningful or not meaningful depends how much you focus without distraction mind. When you have distraction mind, you have mind that which appear the object not a certainty that on their time come. Yeah? That's why first when we do puja, there are kind of three sections, yeah? First sections, you have to good motivation, then actual time, you have to really, your mind really should be mindfulness. Really focus without distraction, without thinking. Just thinking whatever you are doing now. Yeah? Then third time, dedication, yeah? Then your puja or whatever you're doing will be worthful, meaningful. Yeah? Yeah, that's why here we say appearing which an object appear but is in no certainty, yeah? Then there are three kind of sensory perceiver that are awarenesses to which an object appear, but is not a certainty. They give you example like this. Example of sensory perceiver that is an awarenesses to which an object appear, but is no certainty is an ear consciousness apprehending sound at the time the eyes are engrossed in a beautiful form, yeah? Now you get it. Just like when you see. Yeah, you zunze ba laba chajem ji chibu ji ji zunze. When you're really, I really, what do you say? You listen kind of sound. I focus on something else. On that time, your eye consciousness also doesn't know anything. Your ear consciousness doesn't know anything. Yeah? Just like your appear object to your eye consciousness, appear object your ear consciousness, yeah? But doesn't know. Yeah? That's why we say, Chigi nishi mind, understanding is Chigi nishi mind, just like eye consciousness doesn't know the sound and doesn't know the form. Eye consciousness, just like eye consciousness doesn't know the sound but only know the form, like know the form, yeah? Just like each consciousness has capability to know different object. Yeah? Just like in Tibetan we say when you eat samba, when you eat kind of barley, yeah? Barley powder. When you eat barley powder, you cannot play the flute, yeah? You cannot play flute, yeah? Yeah, that's the same, yeah? When your eye consciousness really focus on something, you have to close your ear consciousness. Something to hear. Yeah, depending on the body powder, like they don't cook. Here are the three, yeah? First example, okay? Mental they perceive their awareness to which an object appear, but is not a certainty a mental they perceive in the continue. What first one? Second, okay, sorry. Second, mental they perceive their awareness is to which an object appears, but is not a certain. Example, mental they perceive that are awareness is to which an object appear, but is not a certainty or mental they perceive in the continuum of an ordinary being that apprehend five object, form and so forth. This topic here is second, okay? Second, mental they perceive that are awareness is to which an object appear, but is not a certain. It's really, really hard kind of topic. Even really difficult for me to explain, you know, because this subject come really detailed subject come chapter of Valley Cognizer, chapter 3, Valley Cognizer commentary, chapter 3. Here we say mental the perceiver, just like us, our mental perceiver. Really doesn't know our sense power. But our sense power can be appeared to our sense direct perceiver, but our sense direct perceiver is very difficult to know. Why? Because our sense power, they have kind of, they say, it's like kind of ordinary person's sense power is like kind of really hinder and is kind of like really really part of like momentary, very very subtle momentary, like very subtle momentary. Actually our mental the perceiver know some other things, yeah. Mental the perceiver, like we say clairvoyance of mental the perceiver, yeah. Clairvoyance, yeah. Is part of mental diary perceiver, but we know. But like our ordinary person's mental diary perceiver doesn't know the sense power of ordinary persons. Doesn't know ordinary person's sense power. It's really difficult, even it's difficult for me to explain, but if we say our mental direct perceiver doesn't know sense of power, you know, then we really have to really identify source of sense power. We really have to identify sense power. What kind of sense power? How is sense power? That's what we have to find, yeah? We say, okay, we say like in Buddhism, we say our eye consciousness see, understand the object by sense power, yeah? Sense power, yeah? Then we ask, what kind of sense power? How is sense power? It's very difficult to explain like scientists. It's very subtle. And it's really kind of really like part of like atom, small atom, like. It's very difficult to explain, even we have really, that's why we really difficult to, when you meet kind of scientists, you know, it's very difficult to explain them to how our eye consciousness see the object, how our eye sense power cause to eye consciousness sees the object, understand the object. Because scientists, they say like, okay, here there's this eye, they have ears, and then like kind of this kind of black is kind of like door. Then behind this black, they call lens, yeah? L-A-N-E, lens, yeah? Yeah? Object reflect to the lens. And then this lens, this, reflect to the, there is a kind of, they call cell substances in the eye, the loss of cell, yeah? This cell then give a sign to your brain, and then they reflect and then appear object. What these scientists, they kind of you're showing. But then how are we going to explain then our eye constantly see the object, by how sense power costs to eye consciousness see the object. This is very difficult. Like even like we have like kind of groove, like Geshe groove. Even I asked this question many, many days, but nobody answered. It's a very difficult answer. Yeah. It's because how our sense power costs to sense power, yeah? How our sense power costs to see the object, eye consciousness, see the object. But Buddhism doesn't accept. But when you talk with the scientists, you know, you have to prove, yeah? Yeah, but yeah, Buddhism doesn't accept, but scientists, they have proof how they show us how to eye consciousness see the object, yeah? But we really difficult to show them proof how eye consciousness see the object. If you explain to scientists, how are you going to explain your eye consciousness see the object? It's difficult, you know? Because we say our eye consciousness see the object by sense power, yeah? Now we have to explain sense power. You know, how are we going to explain sense power? Sense power is really, really kind of subtle. If we read like kind of Velikanazar commentary chapter 3, ngatsuki tsema nande na lo la ya ngatsuki dutin yin nu si xie jo ra ni ma la yeah, he's maybe eating. Yeah, it's okay. Even I'm not clear, it's really difficult to, yeah. I'm not.
It's somewhat clear, but the scientist is useful. She's saying Buddha does not.
Yeah, but they don't accept each other, you know. But
science is useful to say the aggregates, this does this, this part goes with this, and this eyeball goes back with the optic nerve.
Yeah, yeah, just like, yeah, there's, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Certain.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
They are certain.
Yeah, but we say, oh, are. Yeah, Buddhism. Yeah, because Buddhism, they just don't believe. Who's good? Don't believe them, or like Buddhism, we say. Okay, or eye consciousness see the object by sense power, you know? Then we have to really explain sense power. What does sense power mean?
Well, basically, I think Rinpoche, there's one point Rinpoche did not explain. And when Buddhists talk about sense power, they don't mean it's the gross eyes we're seeing. They're saying the sense power is a subtle form.
Yes.
But that's a subtle form. It's not, cannot be substantiated by science or by any proof. So they're not talking about, when Buddhists talk about sense power, they don't mean it's the eyes you can see, the eyeball or anything. What they mean is just a subtle form.
Yes.
So that's why you can't explain what Rinpoche is saying. Basically, I think there's a lot of a contradictory, because what Rinpoche is saying is that Buddhists cannot explain what this subtle form is clearly to the scientists. But however, even the scientists can substantiate what they're saying. The Buddhists does not recognize, does not agree. So on this point, I have to say that I agree with the scientists, because they have all the instrument and everything, and to say that how the eye sees seems, but Buddhists is just saying that sense power is not the, it's a subtle form.
Yeah.
And what that subtle form means, it doesn't mean.
Yeah. Nimala.
Hello.
Oh, Nimala. Tada chidangi masugi yungun siyedi is subtle form, yeah? Eye consciousness.
Yungun siyedi.
Oh, tada yungun siyedi. Matsugi da tsema namde leu sumba nam duden yungu siyedi ta kanda duden yungu delaya ngato gi ta kanda ji riba mambu jik toni duden yungu dubi riba mambu jik ori Dinza, Susuchu, Jijin, the day, Yung day, and it did teach me watch with Akanda, any Kanda, form Jilea, and the Jawaris. Dinza, did the kitchen me watch the Jagi did somebody, did the kitchen me watch with Chudi, and an answer with that Susuchu and Oji, two at the Bemzi, Kalikavuris, Musungi, Chichi at the Kalikavuris. Dinza, and as well in a G, Saint Badzulea.
The sense power or the form that we were talking about here is, you know, we find explanation in the three chapters of the Permanent Pratika chapter. And which is, it's a very subtle kind of phenomena. And in fact, there's a Dvitiya Kichima, which is the momentary entity that is momentarily changing. So this is such a subtle, subtle entity that cannot be actually perceived precisely by ordinary beings. So therefore, we find a detail or find a difficult of really pinpointing. That is what is meant by sense power that actually cause, eye consciousness to perceive its object. So other than that, I have no explanation to it. So if you have anything comes up to your mind, so you're most welcome to, express it.
Oh, did you? Any, that's somebody. Any self-knowing direct perceivers that are awarenesses to which an object appears, but is not a certainty.
A certain. So we have a very clear, explanation of the third in attentive self-cognizing. It doesn't require further explanation to it. It's pretty clear in it. It's pretty elusive form. So,
main point here, main point. Now we have to know this kind of five sense, yeah? Ear, eye, tongue, all consciousness. How all consciousness perceive the object, yeah? Then we have to know kind of what is different between direct perceiver and conceptual mind, all those kind of. This is why we're talking about. But also, I mentioned before, you have to know really why here we are talking about five direct perceiver. Why we are talking about five senses. Yeah? It's all yeah? Why we are talking about. And then, now here, then third, we're talking about the in general, there are three types of object possessor, yeah? What are three object possessor? Person, yeah? Person or being can be object possessor. Speech or sound. Sound can be object possessor. And value cognizer. Usually value cognizer or all consciousness, all mind. Mind is object possessor, yeah? Because mind has object. Mind grasps something, yeah? Person has object, yeah? Person is object possessor, yeah? Why? Because person has object. When which thing is object of your mind? It is object of person, yeah? Because we say, when your mind see something, you see something. We say, yeah? We say, when you eat something, when your mouth eat something, then you say, you eat something, yeah? Same. When your eye see something, then you say, you see something. Same. That's why person has object possessor, yeah? Then here, value cognizer. Here there's value cognizer, three types of object possessor. Those three types of value cognizer are not real value cognizer. Matsu Pogi Nalula de Jurij Gone Naslaudis, One Maris.
Etymologically, it's an etymological, you know, example of what's meant by object possessor, which is also refers to the subjective.
Here really like kind of actual, real value cognizer is only valid consciousness. We say, oh, valid being, valid beings, valid person, yeah? Is value cognizer? I ask a question, okay. Is valid being, you know valid being, yeah? Yeah, valid being like we say okay, Shakyamuni. Yeah, Shakyamuni, Tsongkhapa. Those all are kind of valid being. Valid being means, actually you see here definition here, valid being means person who teach, is teach, or teaching is really completely, absolutely correct, without contradiction. Kanda ransi ngashilaya, ani gyawa mengegi, ta kanda ngaransu ki denba jindra ushiba ina, denji ki nelu shinji malo batten badan, denba jishiba chyonda wa karishiba ina ya, tsi ngashilaya, gyawa mengegi, ani dushalaya, chyotenge jilaya, ani ngasu valid beams lauris. Ngaransu ki, pena ngaransu susu chyonda uji, ngasu ki jenlaya kechanda ushiba ina, ngaransu chyoshia dea, si mano zawa ni tu tu omare pena nge chonan sun dwa la ji si de ga ji wo de nge chonan sun la mano de zawa ni nge si tu omare nge si de ta ji yi zen ka le ka bu de yi zo nge si de la ya ran ci nga shi le nge wa yo ba ji san jie de zo cha cha men ni de zo si de la ci nga ma de shi ma le nge wa meng yi xi yin ji la ya ani dian xin ne lu xin ji ma lu de tu tu bom अनि छ्यो घर देम बाइना या रांची नाशिले या ग्यो मेकेंगी अनि तंडे की शियंगे जिले या अनि कांदा चीप चमास वो जिला वो रेस.
So here, what is meant by the valid persons? As we clearly see in the text, it's an example of the valid person is said to be the teacher of the Shakyamuni Buddha. So why Shakyamuni Buddha is said to be the valid person? It's because that his teachings on the Four Noble Truths are all valid and very consistent and free of any contradictory and free of contradictions. And his teachings on the Four Noble Truths, or the teachings on abandonment and achievements, are so consistent. It's completely free from inconsistencies and vulnerability. So therefore, it is called the valid beings. And for example, like for us as ordinary beings, and I'll take myself as example, and when I give the teachings, and my teachings cannot claim my teachings are consistent. I cannot claim my teachings are, you know, the prior, you know, my teachings, the earlier teachings, and as well as the later part of my teachings are consistent. I cannot claim that at all. It is not free from, you know, inconsistencies. There is also the teachings that are not, you know, correctly delivered and so forth. It happens to us as ordinary beings, therefore we are not a valid beings. The valid being means whose expression of certain words, the earlier part of the words and the later part of the words it's all, you know, free from contradictions, free from inconsistencies, is known as the valid beings.
Things are pena ngaranzo ge shajamuni the valid being, yeah, valid beings la de ngazo ge tagazi ge ko dne logo mares ngaranzo namde le ni bag nalo la ya tamba chimi chip dubi kab la ya lunjung ripanga da ludo ripa tamba chimi chip ni bi ripanga lunjung riba, ludog riba, matsogi, tsema chuba, dola, penjiba, dumba deshi, jubla, chatselos, tsema chubas, little sambalea, tuba samji, jumdende, dumbo tsema, and a semi chiba candendo jiko, semi chiba candendo with chabares and the nikalea, and a tenena matsogi, dikalea, semi chiba chadan kalea, and then deshi, tenena and in dola, pemba jiba.
So here when we speak about the valid person, we cannot take it this as a very lightly, because to prove someone as a valid person has a lot of reasonings. For instance, we find in the second chapter of Pramanavratika, in the Pramanavratika, where you find a sequential order of five reasonings to establish the Buddha as a valid being, and there is a reverse order of the reasonings to establish Buddha as a valid being. So therefore, in the Pramanavratika chapter, it begins homage verse to the Buddha Shakyamuni by saying Samajibodola Penjiva, which means to the you who became a valid beings to work benefit for the welfare of other beings, and I pay homage to you, the teacher gone beyond the protector. So within these lines, to how then there are a lot of reasonings of reverse order of reasonings and a sequential order of reasonings to really to establish the Buddha as a valid beings.
Valid beings valid beings lodu sambalya kanda charan jena chema re de chema re medus is valid bin is valid cognizer or not?
No,
valid
beings
lodu cognizer, yeah, because valid cognizer, because first time we say consciousness, yeah, consciousness has kind of valid cognizer and non valid cognizer, two type, yeah. Valley cognizer really necessary to be consciousness. Yeah? Because valid being is no consciousness. Yeah? Valid being is not valley cognizer because not consciousness. Yeah, because the valley, what is definition of valley cognizer? We say definition of valley cognizer is first knower, awareness is which one is first knower, yeah? Awareness is which one is first knower. That means valley cognizer has to be awareness. Yeah? Valley cognizer. So here's a valid speech. Valid speech also is sound. Valid being is being. Not valley cognizer, not consciousness. Also valid speech. Is speech, is sound, it not consciousness, yeah? Like ordinary person, this valid speech, ordinary person has kind of valid speech? No, it's very difficult, valid speech. Those all are valid speech and valid cognizer only belong to who already abandoned like kind of all obscuration. Like Shakyamuni or like something, yeah? Like we say, first will of Dharma teaching, yeah? First will of Dharma teaching is valid sound, valid speech, yeah? What does it mean? Valid speech means
Rangsing
Mashil and Gyao Yomaro, Takanda Singhama the Shimale, Kung Gyao Jin Yomarda.
There's free of inconsistencies of the word that is spoken, earlier and later.
Yeah, inconsistent. Yeah, free of inconsistent love. All as on. Did you? The Nejla Jagri is.
So that is what is meant by valid speech.
Tapen na nga tsogi namjyo gi dilawo da kanza sangje gi sung kain bade. Sangje gi sung kain bade valid sounds lower da.
So Buddha's speech is asserted to be a valid speech.
Tin za da kanza nga tsogi sangje gi sung ro la jo ra.
Yes.
Sangje gi sung ro da nga tsogi tenju da ka da tenju da momu jo du sama sound. Du sama valid speech da.
So we have all those teachings of the Buddha, the Buddha's teachings, such as the treatises of the sutras and so forth, are all said to be the valid speech.
What did you?
But Rinpoche, in the higher school, we talk about the sutra. There's interpretive sutra and non-interpretive sutra, right?
Yeah.
So how does that fit in terms of when you say all Buddhist teaching are valid speech? That's only from the sutra school's perspective, or this is the representative?
Yeah, represent all kind of like sutra, tantra.
And when you say interpretive sutra, then how can it be the valid speech?
Because call the interpreters and the long jinare be.
When the more then the theoretical condition we know is chiura ko ma song rumje.
Yeah, interpreted or interpreter and indefinite, yeah?
Yeah,
today, oh, okay. That the carson lodu sambale, chidang interpreted speech, really kind of speech is interpreted speech.
Tangye ki keba si.
Oh, that kanda tangye ki cheba la the gonju gobas la jora. Gonju ransi se the koran ye da kanda tangye doji pena. Nazan sugi. Gonju gobangon in the Kanda Gombas laya down, see said it, and the speech lay the Kanda Sila, Sun Koran, Jujilaya, Apache Gonjila Chiwo Maris, speech, see Koranlea. See Koran and Alola and Azuji, Chiotan, but Maduba slurred the Maduba Tangan Madu, Tombu Tsing Hamadala, Demba Matuaja, and it's Shimadalaya, Demba Tuba said it's all in this Tango Maris. Takada Junchil Nalolea, Takanda, da chidangi interpreters ladu sambale interpreters la de karsana chidangi paju sun shege sanje gi sun shege ani takan dogi gonji jora gonji gobangola nuji sun gone gomba de gula da tadan di na lo le valid speech la de kanda korangi paju ransi chi korangi takanda sanje gi demba matu ba do shi bagina demba matu ba shege Tsingamada, Dema Madu, Tsimale, Kungyata, Taharanko, Dema Madu, Jatoniko, Deshi Jawores, Penangasu Saji Chindo, Tikanle, Ransing Hashil and Yamiba. Ra? Could Dema Tuano Shivaina, Taharan, Dema Tuajin, Deshi Jawores, Tambuyan, Dema Tuajin, Deshi, Dema Maduajin, Deshi, or the Nizan in Jawa Maris. Penangasu Sanjagi, Shira Nibu no Shivaina, Shira Nibu Nalule. Takara mimi na mise demba madu ran shi ja ro madu demba tu wasn za ni te yo ma da
so
o ten den o ten na jin ji a yin ne su xian ba na lo lo gong ba xian de 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 sang ji su xian de ji kan da me ba le su de de ne ya ko demba madu ba su le de su xian we na ta ga ci ko ran ta ga ran demba madu ja jin ko su wo de su be na shi ro ni bu na lo le ya demba madu ba su le de ta ga ran demba madu we ja jin su yo ra
no
Rangi tini madu vajajin. Tapena kolo tambu na vajimaina, kolo tambu nalule, rangi tini tu vajajin, takarako sunjera. Tambu kolo tambu nalu, tambu rangi tini tu vajasun, and kolo tambu da ti tamanda uji, zoka la madalaya, and rangi tini madu vajasun. The next one by now, go rancing as well, gyan chanura.
So,
alternate is?
So the reason for what I mean by saying there's free of inconsistencies of the Buddha's teachings, I mean by regarding one particular subject that's spoken by the Buddha himself. Of course, we have teachings called definitive and interpretive teachings, but those are all referring the interpretive teachings and the definitive teachings are really due to the Buddha's way of thinking in the particular and disciples to whom he teaches, to whom he taught, right? Based on their inclinations and their, you know, dispositions, Buddha gives a different way of, different set of teachings. But it is not to say that regarding one particular subject, there's a differences or there's a inconsistencies of what he taught at that particular subject, what he taught in the beginning and what he taught at the later part, in the beginning part and the later part. For instance, if you look at the Buddha's teachings on the Four Noble Truths, which is the first turning wheel of the Dharma, where Buddha taught Four Noble Truths, and Buddha has given these teachings based on the introduction of all phenomena has established by its own character. Established by way of its own character and the characteristics, the existence of the character, it's by way of its own character. In other words, intrinsically existence. Whereas in the second turning of the world of the Dharma, such as the teachings of Heart Sutras, where we find the Buddha have, right from the beginning all the way to the end, Buddha has stated, there's no eye, no tongue, no nose, no ears, and so forth. And so, no tongue, no ear, no nose are all the devoid of intrinsic reality or the intrinsic identity or the characteristiclessness of the teachings are given by the Buddha. You know, Buddha has not spoken, you know, the initial part of the teaching is there is some kind of, you know, completely rejecting the way of existence of the, by way of its own character. And then he taught at the end of his teachings the lack of, its a way of its own characters and so forth. So what I mean by saying here is free of inconsistencies of his teaching is I'm referring to one particular subject. So probably this is, what is meant by, you know, inconsistencies of his teachings.
We say here now we asserting of selflessness person, yeah? Asserting of selflessness person. Tangye chorong sile tensu chego, ani cheta mwagi dhami dhudang dhkhani dhugres.
So what's one thing I want to remind you, and then when I ask you a question, how the way of asserting the selflessness by the Vaivashika's standpoint, if anyone can say something about it, Vaivashika's standpoint of asserting selflessness.
They are similar, yeah. Yeah, Vaivashika and Sutra, very similar way of asserting selflessness person, okay? Now here, why we are talking about selflessness person? Selflessness person, for what? Yeah, usually because We mentioned that, yeah? Because we are really like kind of suckle in samsara, like even all of you suckle in samsara, and also me suckle in samsara, yeah? We all suckle in samsara. We suckle in samsara, we have always problem, yeah? We have always suffer, yeah? Lots of suffer. Suffer produced by what? Self-grasp, ignorance, root ignorance, like self-grasping. Yeah? until we avoid self-grasping, we never ever stop. We cannot stop suffering. We always have suffering. We always have problem. Yeah? Self-grasping, yeah? So, when we stop, what kind of method we have to stop self-grasping? What kind of method we have to reduce our self-grasping? Yeah, just like we say, okay, we like do meditation, yeah? You do meditate on emptiness, yeah? What method of you do meditation on emptiness? For what? Yeah, to get generate understand of emptiness, and then which wisdom understand emptiness will be antidote to what we say, antidote to grasping. Yeah, so like self grasping. Like, okay, when we meditate on selflessness, a person. Yeah, selflessness, a person. Yeah, self. When you meditate on selfless person, then you will, first we say, okay, selfless person, analyze how you are selfless, how we couldn't find ourselves, part of our body, you meditate. Then you think like, oh, selfless person, self means just like imputed, there is not self there. Yeah, couldn't find, like, it's like kind of general explain, like middle way school, yeah. Then you say self. When you recite, even just like yamantaka sadhana, whatever, we just like, oh, self. You be like self, pride, you be self like yamantaka. Then finally, you couldn't find yourself. Where am I? Yeah? Where am I? Then you think, oh, I is not part of our body. I couldn't find part of my body, within part of my body. Yeah? Then you think, self. Oh, self means merely imputed. Imputation, there's no self. Then, when you don't have self, then you just like, oh, imputed. When you slowly, familiar, and then you will understand like selflessness person, yeah? That understanding of selflessness person help us to reduce self-grasping. Yeah? When we reduce self-grasping, then we can reduce our suffer. Yeah. Yeah, that's why we here we say it's like even you we like renunciation, yeah? First renunciation, yeah? We're talking about general renunciation. We already mentioned that if we really don't have renunciation, like Nyenjung, renunciation, bodhicitta mind, view of emptiness, then it's very difficult to our practice will be complete. Yeah? If you really want to do complete practice, you have to renunciation, general renunciation. Three principles, yeah? When we generate renunciation, yeah? Then, okay, even you just like meditation, when you do meditation on renunciation, renounce, just you visualize on kind of disadvantage of samsara and source of samsara. Samsara generated by which, how do you say, produced by what? Samsara is produced, yeah? Produced by self-grasping. Yeah, then you find self-grasping. Usually, even we say in Madhyamika, yeah? Madhyamika, we say, Nyumu chyona malun jitsu la tale chunga loyi tongji ji danin di yudu tongji ni nyanjyo bayi danin guba shiiz. Ra geni ma?
No.
Nga su ki uman jiba kora nalu la ya?
No.
Nga su da ngu shiung tu da sila du tsamba la selflessness da ngu shiung tu tsamba la da ngu shi tu tsamba la Nyumu chyona malun jitsu la tale chunga loyi tongji danin di yudu tongji nyanjyo bayi danin guba shiiz. Nichi michi nga suki nyumu chiega nachi dunghe lo soba meba soba la ya da meba singe dha kokore isa ti nalu sivu do. Dangu. Daga nachi ki nga rasu ki.
Jigso. Jigda ki tiende nyumu chiega bre se.
Jigda ki chie ho. Ata nga suki da ngu se ki da tala ya. Ani yu da kala uzi sa. Yuchi da da yuchin sun ta kanta gashi ki da. Gashi ki da. Ani yuchin. Ani danzin sa chakra. Since Kanda or Tungo Bale, Dame Togris, Daga Najigi, Tamu Naranzo, Umanjiba Korong in Nalole, Naranzo, Quag in Nalu Changele, Be Gushevio, Qua Nalu Chamdangi, Naranzo Qua Nalole, Kande Kogris in the Koyu Chamba the Bejani, Tambu Nashi Dala Shinji, Dag in the Shigula Church, Sojinshin the Rombi by Indola Niji Chigan Telandus, Naranzo Niji Chimbula, Dujan Zibi Kablaya, Sunjan Zuanichi. Simjele niji chebale simjengi koyi dunge natsu sangores koyi dunge natsu sambale koyi dunge de karig nagidu karig chinjin koyi dunge nagidu som dandu sambale ngaranzu danze singi de da tuban zese di wangi koyi dunge gi ani simje dunge natsu samle ani dene ne ngaranzu kwa kwa da mambu shigi do otin zang ngaranzu dan di na ti tuta de na lo le dami shi de gi ta kanda tenda du do no de Tame Tashu de la Tang Kanda, Pashu Digon of Tugudo.
So, all of these delusions, or the mental afflictions, of the faults of mental afflictions, arises out of the self grasping itself or person. In other words, it arises out of the view of transitory collections, jitta. And so, so now, what need to be negated here is to negate the self. So here, when we speak about the negating self, there is object of negation that is to be negated, and then there's a subjective mind that grasps onto that particular object, which is the true existence or the intrinsic existence of the self, that need to be abandoned. So it is because of this, view of transitory collections, which give rise to the series of the mental afflictions that enables us to, revolve within the cyclic existence. So therefore, in the Madhyamaka Avatara, where we find the nine examples or the nine metaphor of how the unenlightened beings revolve within the cyclic existence. So it's right from the beginning that as at the moment that you are given birth, you have the innate sense of self, which then induces of my mind and so forth. And this then perpetuates our cycle within the unenlightened existence, our life of cycle within the unenlightened existence. So therefore it says, even looking at the generation of compassion towards all other beings, this is a very effective method of generating compassion, because first we look at the beings who have such an innate sense of self. This then produces perpetual self of produces the self, mind, and so forth. This then perpetuates all kind of, you know, cycle of rebirth within the unenlightened existence. So now, so therefore, with this also reflection on this also enables one to, you know, generate a genuine sort of empathy or genuine sort of compassion towards all other beings. So it is therefore we find here in the philosophical tenets, it talks about the selflessness. And selflessness is based on their own proponents. So what we need to think about is now we need to really to, you know, have some kind of, you know, idea of how we can really negate the object of negations. And by negating the object of negation, how we can really, you know, eradicate the very mind that actually grasping onto that object of negation.
Yeah? So what is time?
Six thirty.
Actually, like here we say, yeah, selflessness a person, yeah. Method of learning selflessness person, yeah. You got it, yeah. Method of learning selflessness person. But we really have to get method. Why we learn selflessness person? While we learn, while we meditate on emptiness, yeah? If you don't know method, for what? Meditate on emptiness, for what? Yeah? Like method of selflessness process, even if you don't have like kind of knowledge about, little bit knowledge of selflessness process, it's very difficult to come out, renunciate, come out from samsara. We say, oh, renunciate, yeah? Renunciation, people think renunciation means renounce all house, car, money. No, you know, like this. First renunciation, you know, we have to see disadvantage of samsara. Before renunciation, yeah? Disadvantage. We have to see really disadvantage of samsara, yeah? People suffer in samsara because they don't see disadvantage of samsara. They see samsara is very nice. Everything from samsara and happiness, everything come from samsara, yeah? It's no, you know? We have to see disadvantage of samsara. Then when you see disadvantage of samsara, then you will see source of samsara, cause of suckling of samsara. Then cause of suckling in samsara is self-grasping. Yeah? Self-grasping. Yeah, this is kind of, that's why here we say, usually in Abhidhamma Kosha, they're talking about selflessness as a person, and also Sutra, they're talking about selflessness person. The way of asserting Abhidhamma Kosha and Sutra, selflessness person is easier or more coarse, yeah? Easier than Sita Mantra, the middle way school. These all are kind of method to understand way of asserting selflessness person in middle way school. Yeah? Middle way school. Because we always like, we practice like when you do sadhana, or Yamitaka Sadhana, you do what is it? What is it? We do Grace Samaja Sadhana, whatever. Even you do Guru Puja, whatever, yeah? Those are kind of highest Tantra. Their practice way of highest Tantra is according to the middle school. Yeah? If you really don't find a kind of those methods, then it's very difficult to your path. Yeah, we have to know, yeah? It's important. Then here the here we say selflessness person is we say aji rangwaji. Selflessness person has two kind of coarse selflessness person and subtle selflessness person. Don't in Abhidhamma Kosha and Sutra they don't assert selflessness of phenomena, yeah? Why they don't assert? Today I'm going to just keep until you answer. Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay. Because they don't assert, yeah? They don't assert selfless phenomena, yeah? Because they assert external establishment. External establishment, yeah? Because they assert all kind of forms. All forms or all things, kind of all, just maybe we better to say, all forms produced by atoms, yeah, atoms. Yeah, here in a just like when you get in mind school, mind only school, they don't believe all things produced by atoms. They don't believe. They don't assert all forms produced by atoms. Yeah. Also, they also just like yeah, it's this, maybe this way. Okay, then Vatsukita Tachi Rawan is a coarse selflessness person, yeah? We say Tachi Rawan Chinde Tubi Twas. Tachi Rawan Chinde Tubi Twas in the Kanda Kanda, Ani Dami Rabachie, Rancha Tubi Jeji Tubi Twas, Ede Kanda Da Tamula Jawarda. Tachi Ramaji the Tubi Twas Ludu Sambalaya. Kansa Tachi Ramaji the Tubi Twas Ludu Sambalaya. The Dami in the Castle of the Sambalaya, Aransuki Kansa de Tapa Imba Zendo, Tangazuki Kansa de Tapa Imba. Aransu Kadi in a Juan Doya Mingi Zendu Gordi, Nasun Juan Doyori, Tabi Twaris Tachi. Cheeks led to Sambala, Takanda, Chami, Chi Kanlaya, and Cheshire Kanlai, Mati, with Susu, Shanchawaji, Chibuji, Cheshire Kalamati, Chi, Kanda, Yangaduji, what the name is the race. And if Rawan said they can't, Jijin, like Jen, Kanlai, Mati, we can't, Rawan, Takanda, Azugia, to the Kamala Shindovina, independence, and Takanda, Indemining and Rojira. What the name of the Kechi kechi laya, ani juan rogi yoba de, chorang toba ina, ani chorang ju laya, tachi rawanchi de tuban zim zemba de, ki rogo res. Ra? De ki ba ina ya, tigi chingi kanda, maranzu ya, kwa kwaya gita kanda, kanda nyun rogo rata kanda, koi gita kanda, tigi chingi beta kanda, maranzu da nyeri chano, kontrol sobo mambu unwe de, kwa nyun rogo ya cheba yora. Tinsa maranzu ge, Kadu in a kitchi kitchi in Juan Dre, the Hamagova inza, and in Asule, Ambuti, Danzendi, Tachi Ranji, the two ones in Zemba, the co year the various.
Yes, so here, the way of asserting selflessness, the way of proponing selflessness of this particular philosophical tenets, Sutra school, and there are two kinds. One is the gross level of selflessness, and then one is the subtle level of selflessness. So here, the gross level of selflessness is selflessness of the person, is the person being empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent. is asserted to be the cross selflessness or person. And the person being empty of being self-sufficient, substantially existent, is asserted to be the subtle selflessness of person. So now, here, if you look at this, the meaning of this, what is meant by the selflessness of person, the gross level of selflessness of person, is first you will see the empty of being permanent, unitary, independent, right? So normally the way we look at ourselves, self or a person, we look at ourselves and assert ourselves as a being or person is permanent, unitary, and independent. This is our habitual pattern of looking at self or the person. However, if you look at and see why it is called empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent, which means it is not a permanent, it is not a unitary, it is not an independent. So it is not permanent because it is impermanent. It is not a unitary because it dependent upon its own different factors. It is dependent upon other factors. It is not an independent because it dependent upon its own causes and conditions. So, if we are able to understand the impermanent, the empty of permanent, unitary, and independent self, then you'll be able to reduce the conditions that actually give rise to all kind of afflictions. It actually reduces the causes and condition of revolving ourselves within this unenlightened existence or the cyclic existence. Because it is because of that not being able to understand this impermanent, we grasp onto ourselves as something that is permanent, which, you know, harden or to strengthen our causes and condition that we actually give rise to or revolving within the cyclic existence and so forth.
Da dami chamudir ta kanda rancha wasan da kanda ngaran su chudu ngun chu ba kanda shangcha wa ji yin kan si kan lai ma te ba so su rang ne kanda chu du wa ji phungbu da cha she kan la ma te bi kanda rang wa ji o tne jin de ji jab du gores nga chu ba che ba ina de she bi kam la ya nga chu de ji no je bi kan la ya o ngaran su la ba da kan ba da ji yin la da ni la Pumbu Kandaji Laina, Tila Tene, Kansas in Miji Tagi Yabadi, Deshi Jabu Kabla, Deneji, Son Kogore de Yinaya, Natsuki, Kare, Nasha Jund Kanda Chi Susupe Pumbula Turbanda Udan, Deneji Ko Namjunga Saint Kogu San Koman, Kanda Hanchawaji Yodibachi.
Then the subtle selflessness of a person is being empty of self-sufficient, substantially existent, right? So it is asserted to be the subtle selflessness of the person. So now he's a self-sufficient. It's what is meant by here the self-sufficient is when we apprehend self or person. We apprehend self or the person as if the self or person does not, you know, dependent upon any other factors, including one's five aggregates and so on and so forth. Rather, it is it exists by virtue of its own sight. It exists by virtue of its own sight, and in and of itself. The self exists in and of itself without depending upon any other factors, including our five aggregates and so forth. Normally, when we speak about a person, we have a notion that the person or the self is actually designated by, dependent upon the limbs such as legs, hands, and our parts of bodies and so forth. But when we actually comprehend this particular, self or the person, we comprehend self or person as if the self or person is has its own right of existence. In other words, its own right. It exists by its own right. It exists by virtue of itself.
Oh, did you? Now, then seven presentation of the ground and path is really similar. Is similar to the Abhidhamma Kosha. Yeah? We already explained, it's similar, very similar, yeah? Then also accumulated merit, three eons, is kind of same, like, similar. But, okay, that doesn't know interest. Maybe I think so. We will finish sutra just like very briefly. Then, next time when I teach in mind only school, actually, in mind-only school, they have kind of different mind-only school, yeah? Kind of division, a lot of division. It's very difficult for us to memorize. It's difficult for us to keep in our mind. It's very, even for me, I don't know. All kind of mind-only school, I'm not familiar, you know? I cannot force you to, or you have to be understanding. It's sorry that, so. Even I study, many 20, maybe some year, I don't know. Mind-only school. If you ask me a question, how many mind-only school there? What is the definition of each of them? You know, it's difficult for me, I cannot say you have to learn. But main point, maybe when we teach mind-only school, I think so we're going to summarize. Kind of just like, what do you think? Okay, just like, okay, source of mind-only school. Okay, what does mind-only school? What is their view? Yeah? Then, or kind of, I just really make easy way, very kind of way to explain. Yeah? It's kind of, where is mind-only school come from? Then etymology of mind-only school. Why this mind-only school? Yeah? Then, view of mind-only school. Then, what is beneficial of studying mind-only school? And then mind only, how to mind only school, the kind of asserting of mind only school, ground and path, or like kind of those all, yeah? Actually, usually you say here, mind only school is the best method to understand view of emptiness when you study middleway school. Yeah, because when you get in mind-only school, they're talking about emptiness, you know. Now it's getting harder, like, because in Abhidhamma Kosha and Sutra, they're just talking about selflessness, person, yeah. They don't talk about emptiness. Now get in mind-only school, they're talking about emptiness. Also, it will getting harder and good method to understand view of emptiness according to middleway school. Yeah? Actually, here we say, okay, just like we share like story, like, because in many, many, many times, yeah, they have like kind of war, like, they war, yeah? People, Greek, or I just share like something I learned from my class, okay? They war, yeah? In Greek history, yeah? They war, people. Why people war? Why they have a war? They said the most war really come from religion. Between religion, yeah? Like also between, because one scientist come out, because just like Catholic, they said, Okay, Catholic, they say, okay, everything created by God. Okay, Buddhism say they have their way, or kind of how exist phenomena, yeah? Lots of Catholics say, oh, everything is created by God. Then scientists, they give you method. No, everything is not created by God. It's created, then they show them method and, no, they show them evidence, proof. It's not created by God. Is something by their show, yeah? Then, on that time, they said, okay, many people, they studied scientists, and then they, what do you say, disrespect, like, religion or something, yeah? Then they say, oh, they criticize my religion, because they say, it doesn't create by God, because every day they kill each other, and they argue with each other. Yeah, because, but, don't believe, even people give you proof, evidence, because they just have only blind faith, like, even, okay, in like, in Tibetan here, we have lots of kind of, sometimes we have discussion, but some monks, maybe just like, okay, like, or, how to say, no, like, even Tibetan lay people, okay? If you really kind of explain about some Buddha or if you just tell them it's not enough, only you do okay praying or say something, they're gonna maybe kill you. They're gonna say you criticize. Even you cannot say, okay, this Buddha, way of Buddha teaching is no correct. Even you cannot say like this, you know. If we don't learn, you know, because we don't have matter, just believe. Yeah, we just say we have to believe whatever Buddha said. Buddha don't say you have to believe whatever he said. Buddha say gelon tar kenam seji dais leba de longe. You have to analyze my teaching according to the people who are good in the check the goal. Yeah, that's what Buddha. You don't have to believe whatever you have to analyze and analyze until you find proof. Yeah, that's why we have to just learn it. We have to get proof. Okay, selflessness. Okay, Buddha says selflessness is a person, emptiness. Buddha said. It's not just like put there. You have to analyze method. Find method. That's why this way take. Yeah, because we are before the war, we between religion, just like believe. Oh, this is my Buddha say, this is my God say. Just how you God say, how you Buddha say. What proof you have? No, yeah? Yeah, this is, so that's why here we have to know a little bit selfless in person, kind of advantage of learning of selfless person, yeah? So then maybe we have a little bit of time, you can ask me a question. Today Tony is here, he has to bring lots of questions here. Yeah.
Maybe I can offer some questions.
Yeah, if you offer a question, very brief, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, that's a Gmail question.
Yeah.
It's just a review question.
Okay, good. Yeah.
You said that the mind is connected to every channel in the body. Is that correct? Saying that? The mind connected to all our channels in our body?
I think so today you have a little mind problem, no? Just kidding, yeah. Yeah, usually in our Buddhism, yeah, they say, scientists say mind is part of your brain, because we say without connection with channel, this mind. Mind can exist without connection with brain. Yeah, without connection with channel. Yeah, just like he said, the mind always combined with channel. If there is no channel, if there is no brain, there is no exist mind. But we say mind is exist without brain working, yeah? Brain doesn't work. Mind can exist without working our channels, blood, wind, yeah? Yeah, because like, okay, with the formless realm, this mind. Yeah,
but
just like,
no
form, no channel.
So they have subtle form. Subtle form,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how can you say they don't have the subtle form?
Yeah, usually in Tantra, we say mind is like, subtle mind is indivisible with the subtle wind, yeah? But subtle wind is in Tantra there is a mind and form is a
mind and wind.
Mind and wind. This is which mind is which subtle mind is indivisible wind is mind, yeah? It's no form, yeah?
I don't know.
It's no form, yeah? But even but it's no form, but it's not relied on your brain or it's not relied on your channel. Yeah, just like this mind just go like go from here to Pardo without relying on your channel or without relying on your brain. But scientists, they don't believe. That's what we are. There's no subtle mind. There's a, yeah, this is okay. Good. Then, Tony, you have a question?
I have a question regarding the, I'm going to speak Mandarin, okay? There's two words. 一个是, 变际值, 一个是具身有值. 所谓变际值呢, 就是说, 是不是指每天, every day, we, through our eyes, we see everything we hear, everything we smell it, everything we taste, everything we touch is confusing our true wisdom. 那个是不是就叫做变际值? 所以具身我执呢, 如果说佛法用语就是说, 所知障嘛, 变际值是指的烦恼障, 不是吗? OK, 那么变际值不是, define一下就是这两个所谓的无明, 好吧?
So,
Before Rinpoche talk about what is the innate grasping and the imputed grasping, so can Rinpoche define what is the innate grasping and what is the imputed grasping? Or innate ignorance or imputed ignorance?
Imputed ignorance.
Innate
grasping self and intellectual grasping. Imputed. Yeah? Okay. Okay, innate grasping self, yeah?
So can you define it? What is the innate and what is the intellectual in your term?
Okay, chidang ye kunda banhen chiz lo de zambale innate grasping self lo de zambale ngaran zu thoma ne nganga shushu ne yo de ba chi nganga shushu ne pe na ngaran zu tambu ma che ba ne koran na ngaran zu la innate grasping self yo ba res pe na bu ndo ji tambu ma che undu zambale i az da koran la ya chi ka la urda dungye ji yo bi ke ja wora kanda nga se nga na gi zu kanda kan nga se na gi zu ngas lo tuwo marde ine sosu gi da kanda sosu le ya ani dungye yo ba ti gi ani ki je onde nga sing de rang shu yo ba de ko ta ga na ti gi da kanda ani ine grass mi se yo ba de ti gi nga so ma je de ne ro ji de ji jog do thoma ne a as le de za ba la nga nga shu gi nga yo bi gi da kanda nga zin ti yo bi ra da intellectual grass mi se lo de za ba la chidangi ko manche yi ta kanda ngarang su lo yi ta ya juta jengi pe na juta jengi ki jiz ngang ni o ko ki dinde lau du ko ki dinde lau du Kog dad tubasin logudu, kog matabasin logudu, kog damibasin logudu, takanda, tuta kansa jengi, wanjichini, and nazongi, tapena, kansa ki danzin slodu sambale, tuta jengi chi, wanjichini, and danzin singi legdo, jengi wanjichini. Dad tuban zemba in a consentanji legdo, or tenejla kanda, and kondazin, da kondas lodu sambale, chi jengi loved under uchini. Jing wangi no chine. O tneji wangi kanda ani zemba de laya, ani kondas. O tnejo jilea.
So the difference between the two is the first one is the innate grasping itself. The innate grasping itself doesn't need to be, taught by anyone. It is rather the innate grasping itself is already within us, right from the beginning of one's birth. Although we may not be able to express the word I or self, we do have an innate grasping at the self, being this idea of self is innately existed. And innately born. It is therefore right from the beginning of our birth. We make all kind of noise, crying or weeping and so forth. It is happening because of there's something that makes individual unhappy with and uncomfortable. So the feeling of uncomfortable actually is really coming about based on understanding of, based on the innate grasping itself. So this is what is meant by innate grasping itself, that is already there right from the beginning of our life. And then when it comes to the next level of the grasping itself, the intellectual grasping itself, is then later that you will get influenced by some philosophical tenets or some philosophical teachers or some kind of discussions and so forth. So you are actually influenced by that particular teacher by saying that such and such self exists, such and such are permanent or such and such is impermanent and so forth. So all of this at the latter part of intellectual grasping itself is something that later you're actually by the power of other, in other words, by the power of other, by the teachings of others, or by the influences of the standpoint of the others, you have come to a strong belief of existence of the self. An existence of the self as a permanent and so forth. So that is what is meant by the intellectual grasping itself. It actually, influence later, not right from the beginning, but the later that you are influenced by that particular, standpoint or the tenets.
Nan nagi do the lot to murder, nan nagi, Susan, not nagi, you can't saw the cold legora. It must low to Marco. In the two wonky dancing, the Yobadico, the Nigelian, and now Monchegan in Digit and Digitis.
So, this is how we explain, normally, generally, right from the beginning of the birth, the baby cries, and which means, although that at the beginning of the birth, the baby cannot actually describe verbally pain and suffering. But he or she is actually experiencing it. And the feeling is already there. And the feeling actually induces by innate grasping itself. So this is how we normally explain what is meant by innate grasping itself. Grasping itself, innate grasping itself, sorry.
Okay. Okay. I think so. Maybe today we're going to stop here. Almost 6:30. It's clear, Tony? More? Little clear? Next time, bring more questions. Clear, yeah? And next time, bring more questions. Next time, maybe half an hour. Yeah. When you get in mind only school, you getting like kind of more interesting. Because the mind only school can like, because she move can like, my and the same Daniel is like, that same Pasha Yun Zendan Talaya, Nguju Pacha, Tati Pacha, and the Negian Zendan Shimura.
So now when we get to the Manoni school, the tenets, it is that you will find that diverse explanations a more interesting sort of subject, because the explanation that we will find more about the mind, and because the mind only school asserts each and every phenomena, the phenomena are mere entity of mind. So then it talks about the potencies, the causal potencies or the direct potencies and so forth. So then you will have, we will have more, diverse explanations about the mind.
I have a question in terms of when you talk about mind only, because this was same point was brought up last time. You say mind only assert that all phenomena are just imputed by mind. But is this means the object or means the phenomenal? Because mind only school is still talking about the phenomenal is it's a truly existent. It's only the object apprehended by the mind. So we keep on saying that phenomenal. Is there a difference when we say phenomenal and the mind and the object?
The laws are ne, Jidangi, mind only sukugi, chu tamchi, simchi, dani, some the two bas lauris.
So, mind only is asserts as every phenomena are mere entity of mind.
Chu tamchi, singi is different, like all phenomena merely imputed by mind and all phenomena merely entity of mind is a little bit different. Entity of mind means because mind only school doesn't assert the kind of external phenomena. Yeah,
they assert the external phenomena exists truly existent. They don't assert the object. Maybe that's the object is when you say it's the entity of the mind. Otherwise,
yeah, object
entity, right?
Yeah,
so it's object, not a phenomenon, right?
Yeah, all phenomena are entity of mind. That's it. Merely entity of mind. Merely entity of mind is lodu sambalaya. Sing dani some tubers lodu sambalaya. That kind of thing, Danny is on two down the layer, saying in London Colonel Jagura. That could sing Danny is on two slurred the Zambale, should have done the two marries, the Takanda turned out two sat the two marries, sent some baggy. She done two marries, the Takanda sent some article two marries.
So the point here is now why the mind only school actually asserts all phenomena are mere entity of the mind is because they do not assert the external phenomena, the existence of the external phenomena. Everything that exists must be the mere entity of the mind. So that's the point.
그러나 나라서 변하고 잡아이나 분제 미시에로 잡아이나 분제 미시에 가래 분비기 지시에 미제 분비기 지시에 투바레스라도 투마레스 미제 바차 세드지 투바레스라오라
그래서 아 분자 허라 분제
미시기 코랑이 다니드 투샤스 간데 투샬라도 참발에 분제 미시 코로 투바 다가랑 분바 투샤마도 분제 미시 분발라테네 분제 미시기 시기율라테네고 미세 투바지 문두스 Pumba to a Tagara, Penzi Michi Tuja, Punzi Michi to a Tagara, Pumba Tuja Mado, Punzi Michi Tuadia, Pacha Setoji, Punzi Michi Ting, Pacha Setoji Tujas, and Tatigan, Takan Deshi Dani Gila Dusinazu, Kali, and Gilegris.
So, unlike the other philosophical tenets, when it comes to the I consciousness apprehending this. I in this according to this Manoli schools, the I consciousness apprehending this is not actually a cause for the this. But rather, the existence of the particular this and the particular consciousness that apprehends the this are established at the same time. There's no causal relationship between the two. But rather, it says, it is not caused by this, object or this, but at the very, generation of this, I consciousness apprehend the this is by means of bhakshasrita, which means the power of the potency, the power of latency of that mind. So this is, a very brief explanation, but we will go through details later when we actually get to the mind-only school.
Next time, bring more questions. Okay, today we're going to stop here. Do dedication?
Yo,